Hi, Ian. I'm really glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Sharon.
You were stating that there are certain parallels in the lives of people who are born within hours of each other, like Art and the General.
Right.
And I'm actually have for 20 years been using a technique that actually is not a Model T. It's basically an extremely accurate and specific, offers information that's very specific on precisely to the minute when to start an important project. And it's very much like what you're talking about, but it will give, you know, if you want surgery, exactly what minute, and it will even indicate where you are, how optimal it will be as far as latitude and longitude.
Well, let me tell you, if you've kept the kind of records over 16 years that we have of the outcome of those things, I would certainly want to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely stunning.
What happens if you don't start the surgery at the right minute?
Well, if you know what time you did start it, let's say you wanted to start it at 10:03 a.m. Pacific time.
Right.
And you know, somehow the surgeon said, oh, sorry, I wanted to accommodate you, but, you know, we started at 11:15 a.m. You can actually plot for that latitude and longitude where the surgery started. The moment that it started, you plug in 11:15 a.m., and you can have this incredible, detail of what the nurse on the left did, what the doctor did, how the anesthesia affected you.
Are you talking about something that's predicting exact circumstances?
Extreme detail.
Well, you're talking about the kind of extreme detail that couldn't possibly have been put in place in advance.
Well,
let me explain something. This sounds like a brand of astrology.
I wouldn't say it is. It's called an electional technique.
Isn't electional a form of astrology?
Well, typical conventional astrologers don't even know about this technique. Will it look at the planet and the positioning and the moon? And yes, it does.
It's a form of astrology.
And so when you take
it's a form of astrology.
Well, what's wrong?
Am I right?
Let me jump in here for a second and ask then.
Here's the reason.
Okay.
You're talking to someone who studied astrology for 30 years and hung out with some of the best astrologers who have ever walked this planet. And one of the problems with astrology, and one of the reasons why astrology over the long haul is only capable of predicting exact circumstances less often than chance odds, when you are talking about specific things in the future that are going to happen that involve volitional stuff, that is, individuals deciding or not deciding at an instant in the future to do or not do something, that is simply not predictable in advance, and I'll tell you why. Because if you have two events traveling on exactly the same timeline, they will not produce identical circumstances along the way. What they will do is they'll produce related circumstances of a particular level of activity and drama relative to the particular circumstance we're looking at, but not exact circumstances. That suggests that the only thing that's really predictable is the timetable and not the circumstances.
Ian, may I respond to that?
Sure.
Ian has asked what is behind this. Now, when you can draw parallels in the lives of people who were born within the same number of hours, but what you're not mentioning is what is the common denominator, and why is it that somebody was born?
Well, Sharon, everything.
May I finish my sentence? May I finish my sentence? When people are born at a certain time, if you look what is similar in these two people, you will notice that the planets were all in very, you know, within hours, they were in the same position. So what is the common denominator
that is affecting... Sharon, that is a common denominator, first of all. And secondly, I have made a history of watching the lives of people born on the same day at the same time, and I know what actually happens.
Isn't
identical events.
Well,
so, yes, the planets would all be lined up, and you know what? All of the other cycles of the universe would also be lined up. So astrology as a system captures some of the idea, but the problem is that astrology operates on the basis that you can predict exact circumstances, and exact circumstances can't be predicted in advance.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I think it was very interesting to invigorate the discussion like that, because I was curious on how, what your position was on astrology, and so you've brought that out of our guest.